The Americans, Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 24, Section 1. The Nixon Administration. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the counterculture. In this section, you will learn about President Nixon and his attempts to move the country in a more conservative direction. Nixon's New Conservatism. How did Nixon pursue conservative policies? President Richard M. Nixon wanted to turn the United States in a more conservative direction. He tried to decrease the power of the federal government. Nixon's plan was called New Federalism. Its goal was to give federal power to the states. Nixon introduced revenue sharing. The federal government usually told state and local governments how to spend their federal money. Under revenue sharing, state and local officials could spend their federal dollars however they saw fit, with few limits. Nixon also wanted to reform welfare. He supported the Family Assistance Plan, FAP. Under this plan, every family of four with no income would receive a payment of $1,600 a year, and could earn up to $4,000 more a year. But this plan failed to pass Congress. When Nixon first took office, he cooperated with Congress, but he soon refused to spend money that Congress wanted to spend on programs that he did not like. Federal courts ruled that Nixon's action was unconstitutional. They ordered that Nixon spend the money on the programs. Nixon also followed law and order policies to stop riots and anti-war protests. He used the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, to harass people. He created an enemies list and had the CIA and IRS target people on this list. The list included liberals and other opponents of his policies. Question 1. What conservative programs did Nixon support? Nixon's Southern Strategy. What was the Southern Strategy? Nixon wanted to make sure he would get reelected in 1972. To achieve this, he used what he called a Southern Strategy to win the support of Southerners. To attract white voters, Nixon tried to slow school desegregation. But the Supreme Court ordered the administration to move more quickly. Nixon also opposed the extension of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, but Congress extended the act. Nixon believed that the Supreme Court under Chief Justice Earl Warren was too liberal. During his presidency, four justices, including Warren, left the court. This gave Nixon an opportunity to appoint more conservative justices. Question 2. How did Nixon hope to win Southern support? Confronting a stagnant economy. What is stagflation? One of the biggest problems facing Nixon was a weak economy. Between 1967 and 1973, inflation and unemployment increased. This situation is known as stagflation. Stagflation had several causes. Unemployment increased because trade competition increased. This made it harder for Americans to sell their goods overseas. The nation also had trouble finding jobs for millions of baby boomers who reached working age. Inflation increased for two main reasons. First, more government spending on social programs and the war in Vietnam raised prices. The second cause was the nation's need for foreign oil. The United States received much of its oil from the Middle East. Many of these countries belonged to a cartel called OPEC, Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. During the 1960s, OPEC gradually raised oil prices. Then, in 1973, a war broke out with Israel against Egypt and Syria. The United States sent military aid to Israel. The OPEC nations sided with Egypt and Syria. They stopped selling oil to the United States. This led to problems in the United States. Between the fall of 1973 and March 1974, motorists faced long lines at the gas stations. Some factories and schools closed. When OPEC started selling oil to the United States again, the price had quadrupled. Question 3. How did OPEC affect the U.S. economy? Nixon's foreign policy triumphs. What is real politic? Nixon's main foreign policy advisor was Henry Kissinger. Kissinger based his foreign policy views on a philosophy known as real politic. This meant that Kissinger dealt with other nations in a practical and flexible manner. Kissinger believed it was practical to ignore a country that was weak, but it was important to deal with strong nations. Real politic was a change from the policy of containment. Nixon and Kissinger changed U.S. relations with communist countries. They called their policy détente. This policy was aimed at easing Cold War tensions. In 1972, Nixon visited communist China. Before this, the United States had refused to recognize the communist government. 3 months later, Nixon went to the Soviet Union. Nixon and the Soviet leader signed the SALT I Treaty. This 5-year agreement limited nuclear weapons. Nixon's successes in foreign affairs helped him win re-election. Question 4. How did Nixon try to ease Cold War tensions?